In 1942, in his book, The Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis listed 7 things he decided to quit to enable him to grow in Christ. This morning, let us look into number 3. Here is number 3. C.S. Lewis decided to quit criticizing and judging other people. Now, Jesus certainly had a lot to say about judging other people. In the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 7, Jesus tells us directly, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So friends, when we judge and criticize other people, we are in actuality, in essence, doing the same thing to ourselves. But criticizing and judging other people is so easy to do. Therefore, to quit judging people can be a very difficult task indeed. Now, let me ask you this question. How does judging and criticizing other people inhibit our spiritual growth in Christ? Friends, judging, criticizing others inhibits spiritual growth in Christ because it promotes a sense of self-righteousness. Judging others fosters an unrealistic sense of superiority. Judging other people can hinder compassion. Constantly criticizing other people contradicts the very teachings of love and forgiveness central to the teachings of Christ. Brethren, bottom line, when we focus on judging and criticizing others, we are not focusing on our own spiritual growth in Christ. Now let me offer a little advice that might make it easier to refrain from judging and criticizing others. Have you heard the phrase, "There but for the grace of God go I"? There but by the grace of God go I. In the 18th century, English clergyman John Bradford is said to have first uttered this phrase while witnessing a man being led to his death on the gallows. Bradford reasoned that if circumstances in his own life had been different, he too might have been on the way to the gallows. Now, on a personal note, when I was 7 or 8, I was at the supper table, and I was criticizing someone at school for something. And my mother gave me the following advice, which has really stuck with me over the years. She said, "Marshall, remember, God loves him just as much as he loves you." But brethren, I think the best advice I could give would be this: only compare ourselves with Jesus Christ and not other people. Jesus Christ is our example. Focus on him. And in doing so, we can all become closer and grow in Christ Jesus. Amen.